Most sexual assaults go unreported. At Sarnco, we believe, empower, and advocate for all survivors. If you or someone you know has been sexually assaulted and needs support, call 844-644-6435. 844-644-6435. At Sarnco, we're here for you.
When you drive the brand ranked number one in dependability by J.D. Power, you can stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see yourself behind the wheel of the brand ranked number one in dependability by J.D. Power. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Kia received the fewest reported problems among all brands in the J.D. Power 2022 U.S. Vehicle Dependability Study based on 2019 models. See jdpower.com/awards for 2022 details.
She really hates him. It's really true.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Testing 3, 2, 1.
We started our podcast and then the computer went out. So we're starting it again. And I did say how things in life.
Oh my God! By the way, we did the. If you're gonna do this, well, let's do it. Watching Rich work his computer is one of the most frustrating exercises that I've ever had to go through. I mean,
oh really? It was an exercise for you?
You don't know what you're doing.
I don't. Oh really? I don't know what I'm doing. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. One of the dumbest things that you've said.
You opened up your MSN and shut it down like 3 times.
No, you're right. Because all the other windows were popping up and the computer broke down, turned off because it got too much overload and it wasn't plugged in. So I don't want too much overload. So there again, Bonnie's wrong. And
it's not about okay. Right or wrong. It's about frustration.
Oh, okay. 17 years. So anyhow...
Okay, so let's do this. Let's change. How many podcasts do you think we've done? 500?
Oh, pretty much around. That's pretty good.
Okay, so 500 podcasts. Now we flip it. My husband hates me.
That's what the podcast
is now called because you have had it for, you know.
Oh, let's hear the exaggeration. It's not even true.
First of all,
I don't hate my wife because
yesterday I was just getting out of the car. You're like, get that, do that.
No.
Your voice when you're talking to me is like, Rich, that's not how you talk to someone you like.
I love you. I don't like you.
I made dinner and I had some of my pasta. No, this was the other night. And I had my pasta all ready to go. And you go, whose is that?
I did not.
Yes. And we had to go. Rich constantly, Ray and I are like, why are you so angry? What are you so mad at?
I'm not angry. Well, I'll tell you why I'm angry today.
And then here we go with that. And then when he was shutting down the things that he needed opened up on his computer, I told him, maybe don't go through the whole DMV thing again.
No, well, what happened was when I bought my new car, I guess they didn't
strap
send
in. This is quite a story. Rich's DMV day.
It's not. Today
is going to be your DMV day.
Well, I had a lot planned today. I was going to get up, do the podcast, right? Go get topsoil for the garden, play golf, come home, pack. I have a lot of stuff. And now, monkey wrench thrown into my day. Letter from motor vehicle suspending your license. They never sent the plates in from my old car when I got my new car, and they're supposed to send in your plates.
The dealership.
Yes.
Okay, well, you didn't say that part. You just said the DMV didn't send in.
No, I said they,
but you were talking about the DMV. So
was going to suspend my license.
See what I mean, though? I clarify a little thing for me. It's like,
I didn't. It's like, dare you see what I mean about exaggerating?
Why are you staring at yourself in the, like, you're literally like this. You're like.
Let me tell you, so I have a lot to do today. Alana, what was my saying about on the plate? Remember I used to have a saying I was going to try to make popular?
Yeah, a lot on your plate, but it was a paper plate.
Oh, you got a good memory sometimes. I got a lot on my plate, but what does that mean, though?
No one knows.
Huh?
No one knows.
So, Anyhow, I have a lot to do. You know, yesterday, I can't even tell you all the stuff I did in the morning because we have our blinds put in, although they forgot one blind.
Is this the most amazing podcast you've ever heard? I mean, it is riveting. Wow.
Well,
some DMV issue. Should I talk about the call that I have to make later today to Easy Pass? Well, I have an Easy Pass call to make. Sometimes my tags don't work.
Yeah, you got to straighten that out. Yeah, it's to make life easier. You know, it's little things. They throw a monkey wrench in you.
Look at this. A blister. A blister that I have from...
From the garden.
From hoeing the garden.
Hmm. Yeah, there's a lot to be done. Besides, you know, career, professional work, just work around the house and keeping life moving and turning and the wheels turning and, you know, the you know, keep the wheels spinning and turning, you know.
Okay, do you want to just do that one more time? Is it turning and spinning?
Yeah.
Whirring?
Whirring?
I'm trying to think of other, you know, twisting.
Whatever, however.
I like that any time it's just slightly different. Slightly different from something he said. He's like, what? It's like I'm speaking another language.
Okay, here's Bonnie, too. This is and she'll figure out a way to get out of it or get around it. Two things. First, I'll start off with this, because it's going to be, after I say this, then you're going to hear like this long whatever. This morning I get up, I make coffee for myself and Bonnie, or Bonnie and myself, however you want to look at it. And I bring her in a nice coffee. She gets up, and I'm like, here's your coffee, Florence Nightingale. And she wakes up.
Florence Nightingale.
Is that her name? Was that the name?
Of a nurse?
Oh, she was a nurse?
She was a hero.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think she's laying around in bed waiting for coffee to come to her.
I don't even know who she was. I just like the name Nightingale. I make Bonnie coffee. Bring it into the queen.
Did I not say thank you? I believe
yes,
I did.
Yes, she did. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she did, but she most likely did because she's semi-polite at times. Then she gets
really?
Up.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
You're polite.
Semi-polite at times.
Okay.
You can't give me any compliments.
I just
it's,
said,
it's like
Bonnie,
it's honestly like living with, like, last night I touched him when we were on the couch. She was like,
No, she started tickling
I
me.
I didn't. I went like
I
that.
Did. Like that. See how I move?
I said, what's going
I'm
on
I'm very
with you?
Ticklish.
Yeah, but go, you rub the anger. Go, okay. The anger. Like, no, ooh. Like, it wasn't like, oh, you're tickling me. It's like, it's like you're going to.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
One bad
apple
like,
spoils
thing,
a whole
thing
bunch.
In your periphery, I'm going to be fucking clocked.
I would never clock you.
Then so, you'd be like, well, I didn't know it was you. I thought it was somebody coming up behind me or whatever. Like, we're the only two in the house. You'd be like, well, I didn't know.
How would I do it? So Bonnie gets up. Everybody's just starting their day. I open up the curtains, brought the computer downstairs.
You just told people you got blinds. You better explain that.
Well, in the living room, we have curtains still. You don't put blinds on bay windows. You have curtains there and blinds on the other.
Are you
windows.
Talking to yourself? Like, do you, when you're talking, though, I'm just curious. Are you just staring at yourself? Is that what you're doing?
I'm looking at the people.
No, the people are in there.
I hate to tell you, when you're filming something, TV, you don't look into the cameras. You look at the people.
If you,
and
no,
the camera
if,
follows
excuse
you.
Excuse me.
What?
The people, you mean us?
What are you talking about?
What you're talking about acting in a movie. Yeah, you don't look in the camera when you're acting in a movie. But if you're doing a documentary where they want you to talk to the people that are watching the movie, where do you think they get you to look? In the monitor or in the camera? It's called down the barrel, baby.
Yeah. Oh, I wish your mouth was down the barrel.
You see, every single thing is...
Not everything.
I hate you. No. I want to kill you.
Oh, every... I never said I want to kill you. And if you die,
down
well,
the barrel.
It's a joke. And now they'll go over to podcasts if something happens and I'll be a suspect.
Yeah. You don't think we've already crossed that threshold. You know that, right? Like there can be no weird falls down a stair in our relationship.
A stair? One stair?
That's all it'll take for you.
She fell down a stair. So...
Well, that's what is that what you call it? The stair?
falls down the stairs.
Oh, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right.
Maybe.
I was going to say
something. Oh, man, I can't believe she died. She fell down a stair.
Okay. Fred Astaire?
Go ahead. Hold your coffee with two hands. Like you're sitting by the fire after you just went skiing.
Looking at the people. Hello, people.
Bonnie gets up. Everybody, I'm rushing. We got to take Rainey to school. She had a late start today. Opened the curtains, made the coffee.
I honestly don't think this looks good on you.
What?
This story.
Well, you don't even know what I'm going to say.
I do. The dirt on the...
Yeah, walks in complaining. There's dirt on the floor. Yeah.
I said, who's got their shoes on? There's dirt all over the floor.
But that was from last
then
night.
Then all of a sudden, squeak, 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 Rich has got his shoes on. He goes, they're not mine.
Yeah,
Rain and I both have bare feet.
No, Raina didn't have bare feet.
I watched her put her shoes on as I was having.
But the dirt was from yesterday. It was tracked in. Maybe the dog tracked it in. Right?
I doubt it. But it could have been the cat.
Anyhow,
doing weird.
You can't
stuff
wake up complaining about things.
There was a lot of dirt all over
no,
the floor.
No, there was two pieces. I swear to God, a lot exaggeration.
He doesn't see. Honestly, he does not see dirt. He doesn't see it. It's like a thing he can't say.
Okay, we'll move on from this.
Including, like, people.
I don't see people.
You don't see dirt. Like, you don't, you're like, oh, remember yesterday when we were in the tractor? What's it called?
Oh, the tractor supply store. Tractor supply.
Tractor supply store. And then this guy was like, you look like Richard Voss. And I thought he recognized you from television, but... He like hung out with you.
No, he hung out with my brother.
He was 79 years old.
He hung out with my brother.
And he was like, he literally looked like he was 100. And then he goes, you're older than me.
Yeah, well, I think.
But also he said you were older than me growing up. Like he knew he passed you.
I think he had a couple drinks.
Yeah, he was a little.
Then he asked about my brother.
And then Rich goes like this. He goes, hey, how's your brother? And Rich goes, then he goes dead. The guy goes, oh.
Yeah, I think he had a couple drinks, but
sounded like you did too. Who does that?
What?
No, you were like this. It was your thumb. You go dead.
I don't know. It's yeah. So listen, Bonnie, I'm in New Orleans on Thursday, then Lafayette Friday, Saturday. So Bonnie goes, where are you at this weekend? I go, New Orleans. She thought that was a state. Okay. She thought it was a state, one of the 50 states. Then I go, New Orleans is a city.
I went like this. I said, wait, is that a city or a state? And then I was trying to remember the state, and then I got the state wrong.
I got the state wrong.
I said, Missouri. Well, okay, sorry, God.
It's so funny that
I wasn't born in this country. It's not innate in my head, okay?
Innate?
I don't even think I've been to that state.
New Orleans?
No, the state.
Louisiana. When you went on that cruise for Impractical Jokers, didn't you stay in New Orleans and take a ship out of...
No, it was Miami.
You flew to Miami?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. All right. Well, I mean, anyhow, there's our life.
Do you know how to say life?
Life.
Boy, that's when you know you're at the end.
At the end of what? Life?
Life.
Life. We started watching the show. What's it called? Oh, The Offer. Pretty good. The writing isn't great. I didn't know that until Bonnie pointed it out. But, you know, there's some dumb scenes. But it's a good, it's about the making of The Godfather.
Which, you know what, it should have just been like a two or three part special. But it's, they gotta like...
Stretch it out.
Stretch this shit out. It's like...
You know, it's on Paramount Plus.
That's so good.
It's on Paramount Plus, but we watched five episodes and then boom, no more. So now we gotta wait... They'll probably make it into a fucking 4-year series, you know. Wrap it up.
Well, I like it. I like shows and movies and documentaries about showbiz for some reason.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah, you fancy yourself a producer, right? You're like, I'm going to do that. I'm going to say that.
Well, I could. I do it. I do stuff. I produce stuff, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything's boring me on TV lately.
Ozarks?
It's boring me. It's so repetitious.
And
Better Call Saul.
Better Call Saul?
Oh.
Pretty good.
Hope he doesn't answer. You think it's good this year? So boring. Everything's boring.
Mm.
I've been coughing at night. Do you cough more at night or in the day? Because I cough more at night, and I don't know why.
Well, then you have your answer already.
What's my answer?
You said, do you cough more at night or during the day? And you said, I cough more at night.
Well, could it be pollen in the air? Does that make you cough? I thought it made you sneeze.
I don't answer these questions for you anymore because I know you'll just say no to me.
No.
I said, yeah, pollen makes you sneeze. No.
No.
That's how you do it. You sucker me into, like, answering. I don't do it anymore.
You never...
Text Dr. Steve if you want these answers.
Is it COVID?
My friend just got COVID again, and she just had it. And I was just working out with her.
Oh, my goodness. How do you get it that quick again?
I mean...
I don't thought you couldn't get it.
I know. Now I'm... Like, that was 3 months ago that she had it.
Can you just do, I know.
I know. What? That's how women speak with emotion. Sorry.
So...
You got to stop walking around angry. Like, what is...
I'm not angry.
Can we just psychoanalyze you for a moment? Let's just do it. Come on. What is making you feel angry? Are you depressed?
Men don't
like to admit they're depressed. So when they're depressed, they a lot of times just act it out in anger.
I'm not depressed. Why am I depressed? Everything's going great.
Sometimes it's just a, you know, chemical imbalance in your brain. You feel light and wonderful when you get up. You go, oh, great, another day, yay.
Well, I don't know about that, but I don't
right,
go,
I hear
boo-hoo.
You go, I hear you swearing from the minute you get up.
It's no way, Jose.
Richard, you're yelling at the cat.
No.
You're going to make some, fuck, oh, God damn it, Jesus Christ.
No.
That's how. Yes, I
Not
hear
true.
You. I hear you. When no. you get up, you're mad at the cat immediately. I hear you say, "Get away from me."
Mm-mm.
Is that not? That's really not true, or you just don't know that about yourself? Am I telling you something? Ooh.
The problem is.
What was that?
Huh? It's alive. The problem is, I feed the cat usually in the morning.
Whoever gets up first, yeah.
I'm making coffee.
Yeah.
Our cat, which is the coolest cat, it's a cool cat, is a grub. It always jumps on the counter by the coffee, and then you get hairs in the coffee or hairs in the filter, you know, and I'm feeding it, and if I put food out 24 hours a day, that cat would eat it. The cat is never satisfied when it comes to food. It's a grub. Then it'll steal some of the dog's food, Allie's food. You know, give her the cat his food, and then the cat will go like a bully and steal the dog's food. I'm going, Ken, calm down, cat. Get off the counter. You ate. Go do
but
cat stuff.
But you have
stuff.
A weird thing with, like, and you're always like, get out of Allie's food, and you're always micromanaging the animal's food. And when I give treats to Allie, you're like, why giving her a treat?
I just gave her a treat.
Or I just gave her one.
Yes, she's scamming you. The dog's a scammer. The cat's a thief. The cat's a bully. The dog's a scammer. They both have personality disorders. They're both,
and you're...
Coughing.
You know, your dog and your cat a lot of times are... a projection of you. Do you know that?
Yeah.
So whatever they're doing.
So when you give Bonnie a treat, she sneaks and tries to get another one.
No, you see the dog as a scammer. I don't, so I'm not projecting that.
I know the dog's a scammer.
So you're projecting that about yourself.
No.
That's just a theory. I'm not saying it's true. Let's just play it out.
That's your theory.
Okay, it is my theory.
So, it's not a theory. It's your...
Well, it will be a theory now.
Okay.
Think about how you talk to your dog or your cat.
You're always projecting.
So how do you talk to you? That's how you talk to yourself.
I'm not trying to scam. When am I trying to scam?
But maybe when you're like, get away, get out, that's you're talking to yourself. And you want yourself to get away and get out.
No.
Because why? What don't you like about yourself?
There's a lot of things I like and don't like. Everybody has that.
Mm-hmm. God, I don't like this. Oh, my God.
I don't like that I'll blow my nose during the middle of a podcast, Jesus, but sometimes you have. What? Really? Jesus Christ.
There's nothing like kicking back, tearing open a bag of M&M's, and hanging with a friend. Now that's a good time. Whether you're at the movies, on a beach, or stuck in traffic, there are so many kinds of M&M's to enjoy. Milk chocolate, peanut butter, minis, and many more. It's the iconic candy that's all about bringing people together to bond over colorful bite-sized chocolate candies, delicious flavors, and something else we all have in common. Fun. M&M's. For all fun kind.
I like pretty much everything. I think I'm very responsible, good husband, good father, good provider, great.
Oh. So when you're mad at the dog and the cat,
I'm mad at them.
Remember, you're really mad at yourself.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever. Oh, so when I'm happy with the dog, when I'm petting the cat, laying down, I'm petting myself.
Yes, you're self-stimming.
I'm self what?
Stimming.
Stimulating. Now you're doing abbreviations, Gary Goldman.
Why Gary?
He does that whole bit on abbreviations.
Oh, that's the states. We go back to now. Yes. I gotta watch that in order to learn my states.
So anyhow, we did radio 2 days ago. Myself, Bobby Kelly, Ricky Gervais on Jim and Sam. And it was so much fun. And you're thinking about like how generous Ricky is with his laughter. Like, have you ever done radio with like stars and they're just, oh, that was funny or that was good. You know what I mean? You know, or like comics that don't. This guy is laughing throughout. I mean, we're all laughing throughout the radio show. It was amazing. Just so much fun. And you're thinking about, you're sitting next to him, you're just thinking it's just another guy having doing radio, but I think he is like a major star, right? He's an A-lister, right? Easily an A-lister.
Why are you asking me questions that I'm going to go no, and then you're going to argue with me? Like, again, it's a
no.
Sucker her in.
No, A-lister, right?
Nah.
Yeah, see, are you crazy? He is,
okay,
too.
Okay, thank you.
He is an A-lister.
How you talk about Ricky Gervais is really what you're saying about yourself.
Well, I'm an A-lister. I'm definitely in comic. Because he asked me, what type of comic are you? I said, genius.
And what did he say to that?
He didn't disagree. I mean, then, of course, Dumb Norton or Sam have to say something.
Oh, if Sam said anything at that point.
Sam.
It's like, stay out of the conversation when geniuses are talking, please.
Oh, God, I told him that 10 times. You know, he said, describe your comedy. You know, then he's going how honest Norton is on stage. I'm pretty honest.
Oh, my
Bobby's
God.
Bobby's pretty honest.
Wow. Jealous of a compliment that he
No,
gave
I wasn't
Norton.
Jealous.
Yes, that's what jealousy is. You just exactly played
can you
it
let me finish?
Oh, my God. He said he gave Jim Norton a comment, and you didn't say, like,
no,
it's
he's
true, nothing like that. You just went to, what about me?
No, dummy. He asked me first, and I didn't finish my explanation.
Then, okay, stop.
Stop.
Let it go. Right? You don't need to argue this. This is
I'm
the absolute truth that you just did. Let me finish. Then you felt some kind of, this seems narcissistic. Let me include Bobby.
What do you mean? How did I throw Bobby in? What did I say about Bobby? I don't remember. What did I say?
Help.
What did I say?
He said, Norton, you're so honest on stage. Yeah. And you went, What about me? I'm honest on stage.
I didn't say that. He was.
You just said it right here. Okay, crazy. Okay, you just said, "What about me? I'm honest on stage." Then you put something in your brain went, "Ooh, that might sound narcissistic." And Bobby, so you threw him in to sort of keep people off the scent that you're just 100% thinking about yourself all the time.
No, I'm not always thinking about myself. Anyhow, we had so much fun doing it. It was so much fun. And we just had a good time. It was fun. So, you know, I'm lost for words here now.
Yeah, because you've run out of things to say and you don't know how to turn to the other person and go, "Hi, tell us about what you've been up to." Right?
No.
No, you just go, what other thing can I say and I talk about? You're losing any ability. That's what the problem is, you know.
Here we go. Theory three.
Yes, theory. I hope a fucking owl comes and kills you.
I don't
That's
get
a
it.
Theory on the staircase. Anyway, doesn't matter.
What are you talking about?
There's a show on HBO Max called The Staircase. Okay. And a woman falls downstairs and they can never figure out how it happened. Did her husband kill her? Did she just fall down the stairs? And one of the theories is an owl got into the house and hit her on the head and she fell down the stairs.
Well, then if that happened, the owl would still be in the house when the cops came, right?
Well, if the owl was still in the house when the cops came, there would be no TV show about it on HBO Max. So there's your answer there.
That's the dumbest theory I ever heard.
Okay,
an owl got now, or a bald-headed eagle, a bald eagle.
Oh my God! A male pattern baldness eagle.
Bald eagle. Okay.
No. Okay. This is the thing that I was saying. The theory, which is that you have become. Now, just hear me out.
I have no choice.
You have to listen to someone else talking for a minute. I'm sorry. Do the podcast on your own, then you won't have this problem. But
you're the one who's more into the podcast than me.
Yeah, but also I have to just sit here and listen to you drone on about every single thing. I got some cushions for the outdoor patio, blah, blah, blah. Never once like, hey, you're doing a lot of interesting things. What you want to... Now, I see you writing and doing Zooms all day long. What's going on with you? Do you want to talk about that with it? No, never. In fact, the other day, you said to me, enough. I don't want to listen to you talk about it anymore.
Yeah, well, because it's 24. Well, go ahead.
Which is not the first time. When I was in Austin, you also said, please, yeah. I can't listen to it anymore. However, your things that
I
you
don't,
enjoy
but
talking
I don't
about,
repeat. I don't repeat that much.
Can someone get a close up of my face?
I don't repeat. What's your new theory?
My theory is that you're literally so...
Why don't you ever say anything positive? You're always negative.
Listen, if you did something positive, I would do it. I would love to reinforce some positive behavior. Go ahead and do something. What was I going to say?
Who took care of the blind yesterday? Who had that all taken care of?
Okay, thank you.
Who did all the stuff? Forget it. I don't even want to say the stuff I did yesterday, but go ahead.
You're a good man. There you go.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you let me touch you today. Yesterday, you flipped out.
You were tickling me.
Okay. My theory is that you absolutely...
I don't want...
hate other people around. Myself, most of all. Oh. So if I'm...
Go ahead.
Do you want to cut me off? What are you going to talk about?
No, okay, go ahead. I thought of something.
Yeah, what is it? It probably has nothing to do with what I'm talking
yes,
about.
Yes, it does.
That you hate, so that if I speak, you get mad.
No.
If I say something, if you just want to walk around and do whatever you want to do. So that's why when you watch TV, you're like grumpy. Every time I go, are you in a bad mood? I'm tired. It's like you just constantly have a reason. My stomach, my back, my legs. It's like it's always something so that you don't have to actually be nice to anyone.
That's not true.
And in fact, it's probably your brain is making up ailments so that you go, there you go. Now you still don't have to be nice to people.
Is that your new theory?
There you go. Yeah, my theory is that you're... so narcissistic that you can't stand anyone else, even in your realm of being.
That's true.
Okay. Thank you.
What? That's not true, but I'm going to show you what I want to get.
Does this have anything to do with what I'm talking about?
Yes. What? Do you see it? Hold on. I got to go to Google.
I'm getting mad. I'm like getting myself worked up.
Why?
Because
why are you smiling?
You
can't be worked up and smiling.
I can be self-aware, yes. That's a thing that people are sometimes.
What, self-aware?
Yes. Not you.
Oh, I'm very, okay. It's a little, you know how I want to get a cabin or something? This little Toyota.
What is that? Oh, that's just so you can drive around by yourself?
No, if.
Yes, Toyota, just get it.
Toyota. So I could take, if I want to go to Florida and spend a week, it's a little like.
Drive to Florida. In fact, park it in the back, get a little place to park it in the back and live in there.
Why?
And then just come in when you need, like, get more clothes or something. Because that's what you want.
No.
You want to know that I'm not fucking someone else.
That's
but
gross.
You don't want to interact with me at all.
I interact with you 24 hours a day, 7 days.
Yeah, in your mind, it's, like, unfortunate.
Oh, don't be so negative. Okay, don't be so negative.
Do you ever come into my room just, like, chit-chat and hang out? No.
Okay, if I chit-chat.
If it is, it's definitely.
I call you all the time. How's it going? What's going on? Don't I always start off, hey, what's up? What's going on? Don't I always start off that?
Yeah, okay. This is a typical Rich Voss phone call. And as I say this, let's keep in mind that, yes, I'm getting a little angry right now. But
why are you getting angry?
But I will say this. He does make me laugh a lot of the time. So.
That's good.
There you go.
You make me laugh.
But. You do call up and I'll be like, oh, I had to do a meeting and blah, 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 this happened or that happened. You don't say, okay. You say nothing. You say nothing about it.
That's not true. I always give you advice that you never take.
If I just say something like, oh, I did this or did that or whatever, you never acknowledge it. You go like this. It's like you're just waiting. You go, I was doing this and that, or I had to do this. You just wait until I'm done.
That's not true.
You know, most people go like, oh, that's interesting.
Oh, I always say, I always give you advice, or she's lying.
Are you saying advice?
Advice.
Okay.
What do you think I said, advice?
Yeah.
No, advice. Yeah. Go to the tape. And why are you getting aggravated?
Because I'm starting to realize you're just walking around miserable all the time.
I'm not miserable.
And it's bringing me down.
I'm sorry. You're bringing me down, Bruce.
What's that mean?
From that song, Don't Bring Me Down.
Bruce?
Yeah, I don't know why they say Bruce.
There's no Bruce in that song.
Really?
Oh, okay. Yes, there is. Yes, there is.
I actually don't know. Well, let's see if I'm right or wrong. Maybe it was Bruce. Maybe it was a member of the band that was bringing everybody down.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
What's the band?
Electric Light Orchestra.
Whoa.
I never even liked the song.
ELO.
Who's? Do you know who ELP is?
Electric Light Penis.
If you could tell me who ELP is.
What do you mean? Like a person?
No, it's a band. Okay, ELO is Electric Light Orchestra.
Yeah.
ELP. And if you can come up with the answer.
I mean, there's so many bands. I couldn't go think of them.
I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
Emerson.
Light and Pony.
I'll give you two. Emerson, Lake.
And Palmer.
How did you know that?
I mean, it's in there somewhere.
You've heard it before?
I guess so.
Well, don't bring me down.
Can we finish up?
Yes.
You're bringing me down. Bruce.
What do you call it?
Hey, Bonnie, how's it been going with you? What the fuck was that?
It's my stomach growling at you. I got to get printer ink. What? How you been? What's going on with you? Yeah.
I've been working my fucking tail off.
Been bragging about it, right? Do you always?
Well, I can't help but be a genius.
I'm a genius. You're a genius.
Oh my God,
I did
Rich,
that on purpose.
You're such a narcissist.
No, why are you a genius?
Because I've been writing all this stuff and it's so hard, and then I just had a fucking epiphany and I just started it. It just, and everyone's like texting me back, you're a genius, you're a genius. This is brilliant. You're a genius.
Everybody?
People that I had to write shit for. I can't help it. I just am good when I'm good.
I know the feeling. I agree with you. I tell everybody that. If someone brings up your name, the first thing I say, I'm not lying. I say she's a genius. Writer, director, producer, comic, everything. People copy you.
It just comes. See, like when you're on stage, it just comes to you from somewhere you don't know where, right?
I'm a fucking genius on
stage.
That's like
it happens to me. Just
I did crowd work.
All of a sudden, it's just there. You're like, that's it. Yes.
There was these.
Okay, sorry. Did I talk about me non-interrupted for 1 minute? Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm not.
Literally, everything I said, you're like, me too. Same here. Over here. Hello.
No,
boop, 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 boop. Bing, 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 bing.
I say it
about you. You even tried to take it by saying you said those compliments to other people about me.
All the time.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be in any way about you.
I'm just saying I agree with you.
Then you say, I agree with you.
And that's another way of saying it. It's another
oh
way of saying
God.
It. That's
You're truly out of your fucking mind.
It's my theory. Everybody has a theory. How many people said you were a genius yesterday?
It was in the last couple of days. It's like, because I had so much to do. And then, you know, in the beginning, it's very difficult to slog through. And so people don't think you're a genius yet because you have to. You have to get through all this other crap, the outlines and the blah blah blah. Then when I actually get to like,
once you get past the blah blah blah,
that's when people were like, "Whoa,
well,
genius!"
Huh?
It feels good. Feels real good. And so then I was walking around dancing and having fun because it's like a load off my shoulders and I cracked the code and I was like, I'm a genius. And you're like, maybe I said it twice. And you go, you have to stop saying that. You have to stop talking about it.
I said that?
Yeah. In front of our daughter.
She agreed.
Yeah. She was like, yeah, it's been a lot. But you're just teaching her how to be like narcissistic and not supportive of other people.
That's not true. Her,
thanks so much for letting me have this 30 seconds to myself.
Keep going.
No, because you're not even adding anything. You don't know how to add.
I did. When I added, you said,
no,
I said.
Yes, no. I was going to say, you don't know how to add without taking it for yourself.
That's not true.
You can't just be like, the time you said that, or remember when you did this.
Well, I'm not there when you're geniusing lately. Okay, when we made our movie, I said you how smart you were. You know different things. I say you're really good at, but what you're talking about now, I don't know. You know, I can't verify it.
Yeah, but you read my book, right?
Most of it.
Mm-hmm.
I got one or two chapters.
Didn't you think that was good writing?
Everything you do is good writing. I don't think you're a bad writer.
Oh,
I think you're a great writer.
What? You're the worst.
I think you're a great.
What could I do in life, though? Honestly, like. The heights that I could reach if I had someone.
Oh, now I don't back you.
Support like.
Oh, don't say I don't support you.
Yes, I'm not saying that, but someone that was like interested in me.
I'm very interested.
Okay.
If Toyota gives me one of those Taco Zillas, I'll drive it around, videotape. I'll give you thousands and thousands of dollars. Of advertisement.
For what?
I'll do a show. I'll do a.
What are you talking about?
That little camper I want.
Oh.
I think Toyota will give me one to and make a little reality thing. I'm telling you, it's worth it, Toyota. I don't even know if they're out yet.
Well, they probably prefer it if you said their name correctly. But.
Toyota. Toyota? How do you say
Ew.
It? Oh, here. Where's that from? The cat.
No. The cat has that long of hair. Oh, my God.
Well, look
right. Thank you for listening,
I
everyone.
Couldn't imagine being with anybody else in life but you.
That's what I was afraid of. This was going to be harder to get out of than I thought.
Harder to what? Who's thinking, oh, I got to go to the dealership, motor vehicle, and I wanted to play golf, but get soil first. Soil, topsoil, that's more important than going to play golf. It's getting topsoil so we could do that. I mean, I can get it Sunday when I get back.
Why can't you do it tomorrow?
I'm leaving to New Orleans, that state. Probably like 9 o'clock in the morning, 9:30, I think.
Oh.
Well, maybe 11. Maybe 11. I might be able to get up early and get it tomorrow morning, yeah. Anyhow.
Or get it on your way home from golf.
Oh, I could do that too. Well, I got to see how long I'll be. I do love you, and I'm sorry if I've been cranky. Maybe it's because of all the pressure that everybody puts on me in life. That's why I want to.
You have no pressure on you. You're fine. You're living the greatest life in the world.
I am. And I want to, you know, I got the blinds in, so that's a little pressure off of me.
Oh, my God. If you're putting pressure on for those things, you got.
And I got the back porch pretty much ready for. I wanted to have a little party on my birthday this year, but I get back the day before from Indiana.
Yeah, probably not going to happen this year.
I don't know. I got to do something. I want to, when I go to Indiana, do the Pat McAfee show, sports show. The guy's really good. Pat
McAfee? For your birthday, I think.
No, before, when I go to Indiana, I'm working and playing in a golf tournament.
I can't keep up with your
in French
needs
Lick.
And wants. And
I want to do that show, Pat McAfee.
Okay.
Very, very good show. And
can we wrap it up? Because I got stuff to do too.
Well, give me a list.
I
okay, this weekend I'll be Thursday night in New Orleans at the Howling Wolf. Friday and Saturday, Lafayette Comedy Club, Louisiana. Next week, Rumors in Winnipeg. And then go to richfoss.com. Bonnie is killing it. Genius, as you know. I don't have to tell you that. It goes without saying. Anything you want to plug?
And the commercial I directed is good. It's coming out soon, too. Okay. Carl right. Jr. All right. Peace out.
You still mad at me?
No.
Oh, okay. Good.
I'm over it.
She's over it. Goodbye. We're done. La, 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 la.
My Wife Hates Me was created and hosted by Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane. Executive producers Robert Kelly and Matt Kleinschmidt for the Laugh Button Podcast. Subscribe to the podcast by visiting mywifehatesmepodcast.com.
Suicide pact, he's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Lee Jeans.
Your style, your rhythm, let's hear it.
Be bold.
Transcend.
Stand up for your vision.
Trust your fit.
Own it.
Like your favorite denim, creators are made.
All of your life. Your love.
The sweat and the sweat stitched together.
All leading to the moment of expression.
Expression. Expression. Calling icons.
And iconoclasts. Can you feel it like a pulse?
History propels you.
What's possible?
All of it.
Your fit, your jeans, the authentic you. Lee.com.
Lee Jeans.
Your style, your rhythm, let's hear it.
Be bold.
Transcend.
Stand up for your vision.
Trust your fit.
Own it.
Like your favorite denim, creators are made.
All of your life. Your love.
The sweat and the sweat stitched together.
All leading to the moment of expression.
Expression. Expression.
Calling icons.
And iconoclasts. Can you feel it like a pulse?
History propels you.
What's possible?
All of it. Your fit, your jeans, the authentic you. Lee.com.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller. Find your next obsession. Or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree